Censored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes. Yes, he is. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. All right. We are on tonight, Thursday night, right here on RBNLive.com. Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio. Interesting program ahead tonight. In this first hour, when we come back from the first break, we're going to get right into the story of Honoria that we promised you in the last couple of nights. And I told you, get your recorders ready if you don't listen to us on computer. Get your CDs ready. And if you are on computer, then just simply keep it. Hold it. You'll absorb it. Your computer will hold it. Put it in the file. And you'll have the audio, something you might want to share with a lot of people, because it is very poignant, very serious commentary on our own time. And at the end, you will know which nation was Honoria. Taylor Caldwell wrote the story, and I was incorrect about one thing. It wasn't just 35 years old, but actually 45 years ago, Taylor Caldwell wrote this story in 1961, as read on the Dan Smoot Report. Dan Smoot was a broadcaster out of Dallas who had his own TV program, as did many other patriots like the Hunt brothers and others, radio broadcasts, and he was part of that coterie of conservative constitutional scholars that the Reuther brothers had written about in their notorious 1961 memorandum, the Reuther memorandum, to President Kennedy, and how he had to do something about the right-wing monopoly on the airwaves. And so they came up with a fairness doctrine as a way of, in the name of controversy and fairness, actually stifling controversy and fairness. The fairness doctrine, which, of course, was finally done away with in the late 80s. But in any event, when we come back from the break, we'll play it, and then we'll get your reaction. And in the second hour tonight, we will have Jeff Bennett, Republic Trading. He has things he wants to inform us about, what he thinks is happening in the markets, how you can best protect yourself in more ways than one. So Jeff Bennett will be calling into the program in the second hour. But get ready. When we come back, I'm just going to say play the program, and you can tape Honoria. It should fit right in to the next break, and that'll lead us right till 20 past the hour. So get ready, and then you can dial us in, tell us what you think. We'd like to hear from some new first-time callers, too, by the way. We certainly value many of our old friends, but we'd like to invite newer callers who listen to us and never call a talk show. So we will do that as well tonight. 800-313-9443 is the number. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of talk radio. Radio Avenger. We'll be back to air Honoria. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, here it is, ladies and gentlemen, Honoria.
Honoria. Taylor Caldwell, internationally famous American novelist, wrote the story of Honoria for the Dan Smoot Report. Honoria was once a great nation. Her story is taken from the pages of recorded history, and it is a poignant commentary on our time when citizens who love their country and who grieve to see it being destroyed by the policies of its own leaders are branded as super patriots and extremists. What was Honoria? And what was her fate? Who made her great? And who were her enemies? Were they enemies within or were they without? That is the story of Honoria, which I will tell after a message from my sponsors. Once upon a time, some courageous men, wanting to be free, became pilgrims and migrated to an uncivilized land inhabited only by barbarians. When they landed in that savage region, they stood upon a great rock. There they did homage to their god for guiding them during their arduous journey. To this day, that rock is one of the most famous monuments in the world. One of the first things they did was to build a house of worship. They had a special day in the year for giving thanks, and they would walk through the silent fields and wild forests on that day, armed and watchful against the savages. The pilgrims were stern, believing in hard work and self-discipline, intolerant of wrongdoing. They had no patience with the weak and degenerate, who, if they are pampered, become the cancer of a nation. Their tiny villages became towns and then cities. Other colonists came and established other colonies. Under the shadow of old, powerful nations, they had one thing in common. They had fled from oppression. They had had enough of endless wars, endless taxation, endless bureaucrats, endless arrogant rulers. The colonies flourished. The breath of freedom blew over them like a mighty wind, clear, sharp, invigorating, stirring men's souls, lighting up their hearts, strengthening their arms, making their spirits incandescent. Cobble streets began to ring with the footsteps of great men, with the sound of heroic voices, in this cluster of colonies we have called Honoria. Then one of the old countries, despising the simplicity and moral laws of the colonies, sent tax agents to the big city of the pilgrims. Word of the terror ran through the colonies like the sound of a drum, awakening free men to the knowledge of peril. The colonies sent their greatest men as representatives to a general assembly of all the colonies. They looked about for a leader and found him, a prosperous gentleman farmer, but a man of learning. He united the colonies and became known as the father of his country. The new nation had two houses of government. The most powerful was the Senate. No one could be elected to the Senate unless he was a man of honor, patriotism, and religion. But that was in the early days of the Republic. Honoria, in those days, distrusted militarism, hated wars. Her ideal was freedom under God. The senators knew they must support the Republic and shun intrigue with foreign nations, or suffer severe punishment. For a long time, the senators did not betray their people. A civil war divided the Republic ultimately, a bloody, fratricidal war. After that war and the vengeance which followed, Honoria enjoyed power and prosperity, but she mysteriously changed direction. Tens of thousands of new immigrants came to Honoria from the old countries. Some were like the ancient pilgrims, fleeing from oppression. But many came because Honoria was rich, and they cared nothing for her traditions. The Republic, which had grown strong by not engaging in foreign entanglements, now became entangled. What was the purpose of the entanglements? Oh, the leaders said alliances were necessary to defend the civilized world. But the real purpose was to satisfy the greedy ambitions and allay the sickly fears of the leaders. The alliances brought wars, and the wars brought taxes. But the citizens of Honoria did not resist because war also brought an increase in trade and industry. The citizens of Honoria, enjoying their new prosperity, did not mind the taxation at first. Their leaders had told them it would be imposed only on the rich. The silly citizens nodded their heads. Let the rich fellows pay and support the rest of the country. The citizens were beginning to think of security. They wanted public auditoriums for sports, paid for by tax money. They wanted pensions, support at public expense when they felt disinclined to work. And more citizens were becoming disinclined to work. Buying support from greedy groups and minorities, government became all-powerful. It guaranteed to protect people from all the forces of nature, floods, hurricanes, landslides, failure of crops, taxation grew, and freedom withered. Honoria had been distinguished by a strong, industrious middle class, composed of farmers, artisans, shopkeepers. But the middle class opposed an all-powerful government, which used tax money to buy political support from the worthless, the loafers, the whining cowards who wanted everything for nothing. Government decided to get rid of the middle class. Then the political elite could rule by oppression, and the cowards and the worthless could live on the bodies of the noble and the heroic through taxation. But the greedy mobs could never be satisfied. They always howled for more. Government built huge housing projects with swimming pools and free food. Within a year or two, the housing projects became slums, for people with slum personalities inhabited them. The swimming pools collected garbage. But still the howl went up for more. And the politicians, now the creatures of the mobs, tried to provide everything the mobs demanded. And the middle class, the backbone of the nation, they dared not have children. They couldn't afford them. They worked in vain trying to get ahead of their tax bills, trying to live, trying to keep their schools alive for their children. The middle class, the hardworking, the proud, the self-reliant, slowly smothered from despair. Who cared? The mob had a full belly today, and the government promised to fill it again tomorrow. Freedom? Why, the people did not want freedom. They wanted free entertainment, free bread, free housing. An evil old man, crippled and malformed, led the nation into more wars and foreign entanglements. He was the ruler of Honoria. Patriots were considered scoundrels. The rulers of Honoria were tools, not only of the mobs, but of foreigners. An old general, who had been victimized by the government, stood up and cried aloud to Honoria to remember her past, to return to honor, to the principles of the founding fathers, to God. The people howled that he was a warmonger. A senator dared to stand up in the Senate and cry a halt to foreign subversion of Honoria and to the foreign aid and the draining away of the people's money. The other senators shrieked him down and called him vile names. Honoria joined the League of the World with her enemies. They exploited Honoria. She taxed her citizens more and more to send her wheat and her meat to those nations. Foreign tyrants and domestic mobs called the tune, and the spineless rulers of Honoria danced. The walls of government ended to the ever-growing demands of foreign aid. More security, more bread, more sports, more government, more restrictions on the proud and the self-respecting. Finally, the foreign barbarians, who had grown strong on the wealth of Honoria, while Honoria rotted from within, moved in and took over. What is the real name of Honoria? Ancient Rome. After Rome fell, there was a long black night of slavery and despair. Nearly 2,000 years stand between us and Rome. Yet never before did two nations so fearfully resemble each other in history, in grandeur, in wealth. In strange and amazing ways, we are the counterpart of ancient Rome. So long as Rome remained Rome, patriotic, proud, and virtuous, she remained a powerful nation. When she became internationalistic, permitting her rulers to become dictators, to enmesh Rome with the problems of aliens, and bankrupted her own people to support those aliens, Rome began to die. Can America be saved from the fate of Rome? She can if Americans still have courage. Do they have courage? Many of the most prosperous and influential among us do not. They are afraid to resist the policies of all-powerful government, afraid of social ostracism, afraid of public attacks in the press, afraid of losing business, afraid of losing votes. Above all, they fear persecution by the Internal Revenue Service. But if we do not begin to fight, our nation will die within our lifetime. We fight now, or our posterity will be enslaved. We need fear no foreign invasion. We shall be destroyed by our enemies within, if we are destroyed. If we fight now, we have a good chance to remain free. What you have just heard is a summary of the story of ancient Rome as told and applied to contemporary American problems by Taylor Caldwell, internationally famous American novelist. The entire story, as written by Taylor Caldwell, was originally published in the Dan Smoot Report, and the full story, which I have given you merely highlights a synopsis, is printed in the report on which this broadcast is based. For the report on which this broadcast is based...
You can eliminate that, Paul. Thank you. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, that is Honoria, and it is ancient Rome. Could have fooled me, huh? Sounds like America, doesn't it? Well, we'll be back with your comments, and you can give us your comments and questions, whatever you think, by dialing 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams. We'll be back. Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams on. Ouch.
Thank you. We are back, and we're getting your reaction to Honoria, Ancient Rome, and the United States, Modern Parallels. Let's take some calls, and we're looking tonight also for new callers through the program. I'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or a question, we are talking about Honoria right now, but we will be talking about economics in the second hour as well. Jeff in Massachusetts, you are on the program.
Honoria. I was, in fact, trying to find the New American Magazine article that lines up with that program, but I couldn't find it. But
yeah, it was recent. In the last several months, they did a story on it.
But anyhow, as far as Honoria is concerned, you know what? It fits America like a hand in glove.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's funny? Mm-hmm. Is that crippled old man was Caligula, and you know what? Bush is almost acting like Caligula by getting us into these wars. And you know what the sick part is? It talks about the fact that in ancient Rome you had the barbarians inside the city, the loafers, dictating policy.
The whiners, yes.
Because if you didn't give to the whiners, they would riot and pillage. And it's, I mean, I hate to say it, but it's almost like an infection. And you cannot have loafers and whiners in this nation dictating our policy. The middle class is the backbone of a nation.
And it's slowly rotting away, or should I say not so slowly today, but it had been then, even in, you know, the post-war years and in the 50s and early 60s when this report was aired. That was happening then. It is too far gone now. I mean, it is so far gone that we are at the very tail end of Honoria at this point.
Oh, no, I think you're absolutely right. And I think the only way that we can get this country back is if we had a wide, sweeping patriot movement take over Washington, D.C. by the method of the ballot box.
I don't think so. I really don't think that's the solution. I think, as Taylor noted, the people themselves rotted from within. And what we need is a wholesale cleaning of house of the people. I think we really need another flood, if you don't mind me saying so, a Genesis flood. Wipe out civilization, start over again, or another Sodom being destroyed, you know, when the Lord just incinerated that city. I think people today need to be straightened out one way or the other. And that's the problem, is the people are responsible for the government they get. And the mobs now, Jeff, control the politicians as never before. The politicians are nothing but the symptom of the greater problem of the moral rot from within.
No, unfortunately, you're right. And you know what the funny thing is? When you take a census report, a lot of these census reports are false because they don't mention how many illegal aliens are in the nation. Some people use bogus names, bogus security numbers, and so forth. And if you go inside the inner city, you will see a clear symptom of the hordes dictating policy. I think we've already been taken over. We just haven't seen the other shoe drop with starving breadlines. We are at the tail end of Honoria.
Thank you very much for the call, Jeff. I appreciate it. And let's not forget, as Taylor Caldwell noted, the enemy was from within. Mike in Maryland, hello, you are on the program, Mike.
Catch all the, the speech that the guy gave, but I got the general gist of it. And I just saw a movie a couple weeks ago, and it was kind of panned by the critics, but it came out in 97 called The Postman. Did you ever see that movie?
I hadn't seen it. I heard of it, but I just didn't watch it.
It's. I thought it was a good movie. It's a post-apocalyptic vision of America in about 2015, where a plague sweeps through and there's war, and probably anywhere from half to two-thirds of the population of America dies, and Kevin Costner falls into this role as a postman to con people, but it somehow winds up working out. And there's these survival communities and kind of like pseudo militias, warring against each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It may have to come to something like that, you know. I don't know.
Well, you know, we'll find out in the long run. But right now we are following the pattern to a T of what happened to our predecessors. And they are nowhere to be found on the earth today. Totally gone. There are no Romans alive today, and the Roman Empire crumbled. Now, we are not an empire in that sense. We were not a pagan nation as Rome was. America was given far more than Rome had been given in terms of enlightenment as a Christian republic. And so I think, Mike, that we, as America, we are going to experience a far greater destruction than Rome, far more intense, because to whom much is given, much is required, and our nation was blessed. Now we've spit in the face of God, and basically we've said goodbye. We don't need you anymore. As a nation, that's where we're at today.
Well, that could very well be true. I don't know. I try to be an optimist, but, you know.
Well, I'm optimistic because out of the ashes of America will come the millennium, I believe. I believe we're at the time when God's going to step in and solve the problems of the world. Man hasn't been able to do it, that's for sure. Thank you very much for your call, Mike. Got a break, got to move along. We'll take your call, John, next. And all of you who are sitting by, you may call in right now and join us, 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, be right back.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Okay, we are back to take more reaction now to the Taylor Caldwell short story of Honoria. And we're going to take your calls immediately, 800-313-9443 in this hour. Hello, John in New York. Yes, you're on the program. John, you are on the program now. Go right ahead.
Oh,
hello.
Yeah.
Hi, John.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes. I'll be quick. It's just the repeat of God's teachings, as far as, you know, you go through the cycle, as they, in the book, The Coming Superstorm, they talk about the calendar, the zodiac calendar, as not just being a time of stars, it's a time of cultures going through a cycle, and we're going through the end cycle, and as the Lemurian culture and as the Aztecs and the Romans have all been destroyed, we're right there.
And, you know, our destruction will be more intense, I think, if we let it happen, because what is going to happen is the judgment that is visited upon, as God says, his people first. And the church is responsible largely today for embracing these false doctrines. You know, just the other day we saw in Rhode Island here, we saw the protests of people protesting the budget cuts, as it were, by the governor. And who was there? Who was there opposing those cuts? It was a Roman Catholic priest representing the diocese with a white collar. He was there shouting down, screaming, ranting and raving about how inhumane these cuts are. Now, since when does the church have the right or the authority to come out and ask the government to steal from one to give to another. That's the commentary of our churches today.
Yeah, really.
They have no authority in the Bible to do it. They wish to do it. That is their command. That is their responsibility. Charity, private, you know, donations, giving,
sure.
All of that's fine. But when they advocate that the government should tax the productive to support the non-productive, whether they be needy or truly dependent because of illness or not, they are advocating theft. And that's not what the Bible teaches.
Well, the people that I know that are in true prayer have for a year now talked about the negativity that is impinging on us as we pray.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't hear that from the church. They don't teach anything about it.
They are teaching doctrines of demons today. I'm afraid most of the churches have been corrupted by that very system. So you see, they're going to have a lot to answer for, too, I think, on Judgment Day.
I appreciate your...
thank you, John, for
your
time.
Thank you.
Yes, we thank you and others for calling in. 800-313-9443. I hope you've recorded this, by the way. It should be on our site at some point, but it will be on the archives for sure tomorrow, the next day. You are free to take that and extract it from the site because it's all uncopyrighted, public domain. Get the word out. That's what Dan Smoot's program was all about, getting the word out. And now he's no longer with us, but he left a legacy that we should definitely take advantage of and show the world where we are today in 2006. The Roman Empire, Pax Americana, is now upon us. And George Bush is the emperor. Patrick in Texas, hello. You are on our program.
Hey, Rick. God bless you, as always, for doing what you do. Just wanted to say, Rick, I really enjoy the way you're able to, and RBN really does as well. Jack McClam did it real well. I know he's still on in the afternoons, of wrapping the scripture in. And being real humble men as well, as you know, as being experienced in this conspiracy and lies and deception, as both of you guys have been and some of the other hosts also can do, understanding that, you know, wrapping the politics in, because I think what we're approaching a time where people just have to understand and grasp the fact that God Almighty is the only one that can guide you through this, because there's so many rocks to pick up and see who's under, whether it's the Zionists or the Jews or the Roman Church. I've read up on all of this different stuff, and if we don't rely on God Almighty,
right,
there's always a deception under each rock, even when we think we've received information. And my personal experience, I grew up Roman Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
I just decided it was more of a feeling, just being in prayer constantly,
right,
that God just told me I needed to get out of the church. And my wife thought I was nuts because I dragged her into the church. She wasn't a Catholic initially, and we had a long religious history together of getting involved in different groups. But to make a long story short,
yes,
God showed me, and he'll show you too if you can remove the distractions from your life. He'll show, and then the information came later. I didn't have all the information about the church, which I believe is steeped in idolatry and has been rotten from the beginning. But it makes no difference whether we think it's the Jews or whether we think it's the Catholic Church or the Illuminati or the Satanists, whatever people want to think, ask God to guide you, because in each of those cases there's an extra deception that the devil has, because it all comes, as Ephesians 6:10 tells us, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and powers and the supreme ruler of evil of this world.
Mm-hmm.
So even those who think we have information, you know, trust not in ourselves, but lean, and not in your own understanding, but lean unto God. Because if we don't do that, even though we think, wow, we've got this information, we've uncovered a conspiracy, there's still another deception. I just wanted to say I really appreciate your humility as being in this so long, and you know, always having people on the air who are reading the scriptures to us. And we won't all agree on everything.
No, we're not.
Is whether you be a Zionist, whether you be a Jew, whether you be a Catholic, whether you be a Protestant, God will call his people out at a due time. You know,
right.
I mean,
exactly.
At the time, I was entrenched in the Catholic Church. I mean, I really believe
right.
in the communion and all of that stuff. And it was a complete shock to my system. But
I understand, Patrick. I went through the same thing many years ago. But listen, we got to move along. Thank you for the call, Patrick. It's a pleasure hearing from all of you. Not just Patrick, but all of those who call, agree or disagree. We try to give you an opportunity to be heard. Let's move along to Randall in Tennessee. Hi, Randall. You're on the program.
Thank you, sir. The Radio Avenger, this is my first time calling.
Well, God bless you. We have a new caller. Thank you very much.
Well, I was wondering, I not too long ago read the book 1984.
Yes.
And, of course, it seemed like the whole the Ministry of Truth was actually the Ministry of Lies. This man, Winston Smith, was the only person who could see all the corruption coming after this nuclear war.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking of the parallels of the doublespeak in our society.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mr. Osama bin Laden, who was our ally in 1980,
mm-hmm.
was paid, I think, $3 billion by the CIA to fight Russians in Afghanistan, is now being held up as the booger man, so to speak,
in order
to keep us distracted. You know, it's like when I was a kid, you know, parents would say, if you don't go to sleep at 8 o'clock at night, your booger man's going to get you. Well, that's the way the government is treating us.
Well, of course. They've always instilled fear.
Yeah.
You know, that's what the Roman Empire did.
Yeah.
If you listen, that's exactly what they did. They pandered to the fears of the public.
Mm.
They waged war all over the globe, you know, without getting into all the details. Taylor Caldwell was showing how internationalism, interventionism, world wars, these are all against the interests of the host nation. And we've never been the same since we've become internationalistic. We are weaker now than at any other time in our history, morally, and it shows. We are following that path that ancient Rome and other civilizations took before us. But we have so much in common with Rome in its beginning and its ending that it is just absolutely fathomless to hear it from the voice of Dan Smoot. So I'm happy I had the chance to play that program tonight, and it will be on the archives for those of you who didn't get a chance to tape it. But Ted, I'm sorry, Randall, that is the truth. We are being distracted, but for a reason, for a purpose. And the purpose is totalitarian government.
It seems that way.
They are pushing the agenda of Uncle Sam running your life, and that's all George Bush wants is to be dictator.
I'm sure that's true. This is the only government, I think, in the history ever that has rewarded the slothful and punished the productive. This excessive taxation that we all seem to be getting.
Well, the middle class is being wiped out, and we're seeing this every day. The middle class is overburdened, overtaxed, and the aliens are coming in just as they did in Rome. The barbarians are coming in across the borders, living off of the productive, living off of those who are working day and night, two, three jobs just to keep paying taxes and more taxes. So it's an incredible story, but here we are.
That's true, and it's
all right. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. It's a pleasure speaking with all of you. As I say, we have a line available now if you'd like to jump aboard. New time callers, we'll take your calls as quickly as we can. And if you're on a cell phone, we'll put you to the head of the class. How's that? 800-313-9443 is our number. The program, Uncensored, Radio Free America, dealing with issues that very few, and certainly in the mainstream media, will ever deal with. Ted in Georgia, hello. You are now on the program, Ted.
Yes, Rick. Rick, there's much about you that I admire. I admire your courage, your boldness, and your intelligence.
I appreciate that.
However, I've noticed in the last week or so, that you've become sort of fatalistic in your outlook. Now, you say that you seem to be expecting that God is going to swoop down and intervene and save the day. And there's at least two ways in which that could happen. It could happen, as you seem to be indicating, as a lightning strike out of the blue, so to speak. Or it could be that he would intervene through those who are his people, through those actions of people who are intelligent and bold as you are.
Well, can you give me a specific scenario in which that latter case might happen?
In which the God might act through the people?
Yes.
Well, I think you've got enough imagination to see that with perseverance and the right if God would give us the right insights to overcome our objectives instead of our using the same old platitudinous cliches, so to speak, which we're in the rut of, then I think we could overcome it.
Well, I appreciate those thoughts. However, Ted, let me just say this. I don't look at myself as being fatalistic, as others might think or interpret me. I'm not fatalistic at all. In fact, I have the greatest hope that one can have. And if we go to the scriptures and we look at the outline that God has given us for a living society and the survivability of it, we see that we violated all those precepts, and now we're shaking our fist as a nation up to heaven in contempt to God and saying, hey, we know a better way. We can do it our way and we can make it. But I don't believe that's possible. I believe the scripture says at some point the whole world will be totally ungovernable and totally inept. Man can't solve his own problems. He seems to have a proclivity to destroy himself with new technology and weaponry. And God says, I'm not going to let that happen. We can't let that happen. So I'm not fatalistic at all in that regard. You know, we're fighting a fleshy battle here on earth with flesh and blood people that are trying to enslave us. But remember, ultimately, the battle is a spiritual one. And we fight, as the previous caller said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, ultimately, but against spiritual wickedness, you know, in high places.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying, Ted.
But I agree with you, and overall, over the months that I've listened to you, I have to say that you are not on balance fatalistic. However, in recent weeks, in the last week or so, and even in something that you've said tonight, you do seem to be saying, be preaching a cop-out sermon. Which
not
is,
at all.
Well, I think that God is perfectly capable of using human beings, using his children, to overcome our problem. And I don't think you should diminish the power of God by thinking that he's got to come down in a foul sweep and come down as a bolt of lightning and that we can cop out in the meantime.
No, nobody's copping out. We're told in the scripture, whatever happens, we are to maintain our position, exposing the unfruitful works of darkness, bringing them to light that they might be exposed before the world. That doesn't mean that we have within us the power to end all of the spiritual wickedness in our society, because only God can do that. Only he can do that when he governs the world through his son and through his ministry. Right now, we're just human tools, human vessels. And as you point out, we have a job to do. But don't think for a minute that man is going to be able to take the place of God and his wrath and his judgment and his, by the way, his government to come, which is a righteous government.
Well, he might come in a foul swoop, but in the meantime...
He will,
not
may.
In the meantime, I don't think we should cop out and say, well, it's kind of like the old, what do they call it, the, what is the evangelistic doctrine of...
The rapture?
The rapture,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, no, heaven no.
And so,
I don't believe in that at all.
I don't think you're a cop-out kind of guy. But some of what you've said
okay.
recently did come across
all right.
somewhat that way.
Well, that's the way some people will interpret it, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
I think that John made a good point last evening. I think it was last evening. He was speaking of the Dione lady as being somewhat fatalistic in our plight. And I applaud John. And I applaud you.
John from New York, you're referring to?
No, I'm speaking of John Stuttmiller.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
And he came across last night after his interview with Joan Diane, I believe the name is.
That was yesterday you're talking about.
Yeah. He came
right. Joan
across
Dionne.
Then, and he distanced himself from her fatalistic attitude. And I applaud that in John.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm of two minds. I can't be here and be dishonest. I can't tell you one thing and then believe another thing. I have to tell you how I feel because that's the way I am, and I'm honest about it. I'm telling you that all we have to do is look at history and see where we are today, as Taylor Caldwell observed, and we have to make some changes or else we are on a collision course with destruction. It's just that simple.
We certainly have to make some changes. And
If we don't make them,
I have to agree with you.
There you go.
On a collision course.
There you go, Ted. Thanks for your call. I appreciate your constructive criticism as well as your compliments. Thank you for both. I do appreciate them. All right, quickly now, we do have some more time left in this hour. When we come back from the break, more reaction to the story of Honoria. And, by the way, there are some other programs that we could incorporate into this from the scholarship of Mr. Smoot, including the one on the 14th Amendment that we've talked about, and others as well. So outlawing God in the public schools, all of that needs to be spread across the media and across the Internet. People need to see the truth and hopefully do with it what they should. All right, we'll be back with you and the program in 3 minutes. I'm Rick Adams.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Yes, indeed. I like the part of Honoria where it is said the Republic, which had grown strong by not engaging in foreign entanglements, now became entangled. Indeed. We have become more entangled than ever before. George Bush says interdependence, not independence. We need to be a world government, not a natural government, not a sovereign state or nation, but part of a collective whole in this globalist agenda. So, you see, what has worked and what hasn't? Now, would you take George Bush over George Washington? I don't think so. I think I'll take George Washington any day in his farewell address. Beware of foreign entanglements. We don't go to Europe again. We're out of Europe. We don't get involved in the wars, the fratricidal bloodshed. Indeed, we have our own here. And that is the problem. The problem is seeking to be the good cop can often make for the crooked cop. And that's exactly what history records. That's exactly what happened in the world wars. And so what happened is we have become part of a corrupt world government, protecting some, singling out others. And here we've got Condoleezza Rice today. I don't mean just today in the dating sense of the word. I mean now, contemporarily, telling us we should raise another $75 million so we can promote democracy in Iran. Now, where does Condoleezza Rice find that in our Constitution? Where? I'd like to know. Tim Russert doesn't seem to ask her when she's on just about every other week. Of course not, because that would be too basically intelligent a question to ask. Where does the world's policeman, the United States, in the role of the world cop, come from? Not the Constitution of the United States. Not our organic law. Not our Bill of Rights. It comes from the Federalists, the United Federalists, the One Worlders, the Zionists, the Globalists, all of these people that seek to make America nothing but a host nation for their worldwide plan, the plan of world government under Satan, not God, but Satan. So that's exactly what happened with Rome. An evil old man, crippled and malformed, led the nation into more wars and more foreign entanglements. He was the ruler of Honoria. Patriots like us were considered scoundrels and traitors. The rulers of Honoria were tools not only of the mobs, but of foreigners. Doesn't that sound awfully familiar? Well, it should, because it is. Parallels, modern parallels to ancient Rome. That's what we need to address and look at. See, those that don't learn from history are condemned to repeat it on a very practical level. Isn't that the case? Sure is. And in the next hour, when we talk to Jeff Bennett of Republic Trading, we'll find out economically what we are in store for, what we expect to happen maybe in the month of March or in the not-too-distant future with the entire economic system of the United States. So don't miss out. Don't leave the dial. Stay tuned, and we certainly welcome your questions and your comments right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. As always, our toll-free number is 800-313-9443. That's the only number you need, and we will take your calls when Jeff Bennett comes on in the next hour, Republic Trading, and we welcome always your participation. Good or bad, pro or con is not the point. Ask a question or make a comment, but we will entertain it. Right here on Uncensored Radio, Free America, Rick Adams. We'll be back with Jeff Bennett.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.